Well, I've received the Corruption and Crime Commission report prepared by Commissioner Dunford this morning. I've had a read of that report and taken some time to consider it. And as a result of that, I've met with two officers, Assistant Commissioner Caporn and Assistant Commissioner Sherville, and they've been stood down from duty. Now, I've issued a notice of intention to remove. All that is a request for them to furnish me with information. I have not lost confidence in them at this stage. There is no reason for me to lose confidence. I have to follow a due process. It's a due process in law, and they have been given time to respond to the allegations and the material that is put forward in the report by Commissioner Dunford. As I said, what we have is some material that's been provided to us by the Corruption and Crime Commission. By law, I can't form an opinion about that material until they have had a chance to respond. That's a due process and a natural justice process to follow. I do not have any choice in that matter.
What sort of time frame are we looking at there?
Well, it's a minimum of 3 weeks. There is an awful amount of material to be provided, and then I have to consider the material and receive legal advice about that material before I can form an opinion. Well, we've already had an inquiry. It's been going on for 3 years, and now I've got the response. I've got a report from the Corruption and Crime Commission. I have asked the officers to respond to that report. I've asked them to show cause why I shouldn't lose confidence in them, but I'm not in a position to make a statement about my confidence in those officers until I've had time to consider all the material which they have to provide me with. Sure, the findings are concerning and the officers have to have time to respond to those.
Are you relieved that three other officers were cleared?
Well, Commissioner Dunford doesn't make any recommendations about the other officers, nor is there much material relating to them, and those officers at this stage will be getting on with their careers.
Is this one of the darkest moments for WA Police?
Look, this happened 14 years ago. A lot of things have changed in the West Australian Police in the last 14 years, and those things are actually mentioned in the report by Commissioner Dunford. Well, I can't forecast what will be in those responses. I remain open, I remain objective, and I will consider all of the material when it's put before me in several weeks' time.
Jackie Mallard has said, how can the public have confidence in a police service when findings like this have been made against them?
I reiterate that these things happened 14 years ago. A lot has changed in the West Australia Police in the last 14 years. Commissioner Dunford actually points to that, and a lot is still changing.
The officers on full pay?
The officers are stood down on full pay, and they're required to be kept on full pay. That's the arrangements.
How do you personally feel about today's developments?
Well, obviously it's disappointing to get a report like this, but I have to respond to the report as I'm required to do. I'm the Commissioner of Police. I have to preserve confidence in the WA Police, and we will go through a process to consider all the material.
Is there a sense of relief that this has finally been handed down?
Well, this has been a long time coming. This has taken 3 years to get into my hands, and it is good to get to the point where we can start making decisions about it.
What about the recommendation that changes are made to the way that
Well, a lot of changes have been made in the last few years, but changes are still being made. There is a major project underway at the moment in the WA Police about investigative interviewing of all sorts of people, and dealing with people with mental illness is one part of that.
When are the commissions due to expire?
My understanding is the commissions are due to expire in February.
Last question, guys.
Is this Section 8 process, or is it something different to what lower ranking officers would be put through?
No, this is exactly the same process. This is a Section 8 process. It's prescribed by law, and I'm following that process. Well, what I can say, it's been a difficult time. It's been 3 years. That's a long time to wait for a result, but we have the result now, and we will get the information and make a decision.
Very dark day for the WA Police Service, though, isn't it? When two assistant commissioners, they're right there at the top, are sitting there facing the sack today over misconduct for sending a man to jail incorrectly.
Well, let me reiterate this. These people have been given the opportunity to provide material for me to respond to. No decision has been made about their future. No decision has been made about sacking them yet. Okay, I've got to make sure that I consider all of the material. I will also point out that this happened 14 years ago and a lot has changed, and Commissioner Dunford points this out in his report.